From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King. Humans have been trying to explain the origin of the universe for thousands of years through mythology, religion, and science. Today, I'm joined by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College to talk about how modern physicists think about this question. So, Nicole, what is the Big Bang?
We look around us in the sky and we see that galaxies are generally moving away from us. If you run back the clock, must have all been at one point at some time or another. So that transition is what we call the Big Bang.
All right. So what was going on before the Big Bang?
So here's the rub. The Big Bang created time and space itself. So how do you talk about a before when time wasn't created? We don't really know how that works because you have to understand two things. One is how the universe works around strong gravitational forces and how the universe works at very small scales. General relativity tells us how strong gravity works. Quantum mechanics tells us how small things work. You try to put them together and it just breaks. They don't play well together. So something you may have heard of is quantum loop gravity.
Just in passing, can you remind me?
Okay, so the reason it's called loop quantum gravity is because it models gravity using Einstein's general relativity alongside quantum physics. And it treats space-time as being composed of finite loops and kind of making this fabric, which is totally bizarre because we often describe space-time by using a stretchy fabric. Getting all of those forces together and being able to describe them all with one model is a goal of modern theoretical physics.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
If you have questions about the night sky, send us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.